We got a phone call one day after practice, about 6:30, 7:30. I get a phone call, and they were saying that you've been invited to the Tournament of the Roses parade, and I was like, wow.
It was back in 2007 that Rebirth Brass Band snare drummer Derek Tabb founded the Roots of Music, a program that provides New Orleans school kids with free after-school music education. A few weeks ago, the Roots of Music band marched for the first time in the Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's Day in Pasadena, California. Tab and the other Roots teachers spent the last year preparing the kids for what would be their highest profile performance ever.
Well, we actually found out only last year that we were invited to the parade and we would be a part of the parade. I believe it was like the 26th or something like that, or December last year. And then we started hustling the money immediately because it was almost a little under 300 grand to get us there.
Wow.
And back.
How did the kids handle the bus ride out?
Well, we were on the bus for 2 days, so that Saturday we rolled in to Pasadena. We stayed in San Antonio one night, got into Pasadena, and it was like, whoa, we off the bus finally. The kids were very, very happy. Everybody knew that we were coming. It was like a very good response, you know. Like people were calling you by your name and stuff already. Oh, that's the Roots of Music people right there. Hey, how you doing? And they made you feel like you were a celebrity. A lot of the kids say that they felt like they were celebrities. Keep in mind, this is the most organized parade I've seen in my life. I'm talking about from the people that's in the parade to the pedestrians that's standing out on the side and sitting down in these seats. It's the most organized parade. I'm talking about they could teach anybody in the world how to throw a parade and do it the right way. I guess I wouldn't say that we do it the wrong way. We just throw a party parade. Yeah, we throw a party. Everybody is included into the party. This here is actually the parade, and you're going to get entertained by the people that's in the parade, and you're the pedestrians, you're the audience. You're going to sit here and watch. So it's like totally different. We're so used to telling people back up. In Pasadena, we didn't tell not one person back up. Everybody was sitting down.
No crowd control required.
Yeah, we didn't have nothing. We didn't have to do nothing. It was really a great experience, man. It was one of the best experiences of my life. And it was always a goal of mine to eventually get to the Rose Bowl. But when you think of a young program like Roots of Music, you would say 10, 15 years from now, yeah, we're going to have kids there. But to turn around after 4 years of a program and, have kids out in Pasadena, that was something that was just a little, I guess you would say, a little special for me. You know, it meant a lot. It meant a lot because I know how many other programs would love to go out there, and we had the opportunity of doing it.
Yeah. And did you guys get to do anything else while you were there?
Well, we had one of our donors who wants to remain anonymous, but she paid for us to go to Universal Studios. And it was like the best thing in the world because kids were on the bus for 2 days. They practiced the next day, went to Band Fest, and then we had a free day where we could do whatever we wanted. And we got to go to Universal Studios and just have fun. Lines were very long. You had an hour, 20-minute wait in some lines. But it was something that they'd never experienced before, and I don't think that a lot of them would have experienced it. So it just felt good to see them just run around, have fun, be kids. You know, I sat down. I didn't do anything for 3.5 hours. I sat down and just watched kids. I'm talking about I didn't do anything. I didn't walk around.
You didn't go on Jurassic Park.
I didn't go on Jurassic Park. I just sat, as a matter of fact, I sat right by Jurassic Park in front of the Pizza Hut place and everything. I sat right there and just watched kids have fun because, I see a lot. I'm very tough on the kids, and the staff is very tough because we try to teach discipline first. And, kids sometimes don't get to act like kids with us. They have to be young adults. And I think sometimes you have to let kids just be kids especially when you're at Universal Studios, you know.
And that was, what, New Year's Eve, the day before the parade, right?
We were at Universal the day before the parade, so everybody wore themselves out. That morning, we had to be up for 4:30 in the morning.
Yikes.
Yes, 4:30. I was kind of worn out myself. We managed to get everybody dressed and ready and fed by the regular time of pulling out at 5:30, which was amazing because we were dealing with 134 kids. We sat on the bus for like about an hour and a half waiting to get, because like I said, this is the most organized parade in the world. You have 7 minutes to get off the bus, strap up and get up to the lineup. We got right off the bus, strapped up. You get to use the restroom before you start up the parade and start warming up. And then you, before you know it, you turn the street and you're on Front Street. You're right there. And it's like, wow, it's amazing. It's really amazing because you're seen by, as soon as you turn the corner, you're being seen by thousands and thousands of people. And, you know, in New Orleans, we used to the crowd. You know, we used to, but this is just eyes on you. You're not partying with me. We're watching to see what you're doing. And you have to entertain us right now.
Very different vibe.
Very different. But at BandFest on 2 days before, or maybe the day before, BandFest, 2 days before BandFest. They had made a big deal about us, and we got some really good recognition out of just going out there. But BandFest really got to know other bands, and they did a big write up about us. So a lot of people knew Roots of Music while we were marching. And they started giving a standing ovation when we was marching down the street. So that was like really, like, whoa, that's an eye-opener for, you know, you at a parade, you're not used to people sitting down, first of all. But then when they're sitting down and they stand up to clap for you, you know, you have these people with, you have these grandstands as you're marching down the street. Like, I'm talking about big, whole thousands of people. And they all stand up and clap for you, like, wow. We're kind of famous out here.
Yeah.
And people knew our name. They were calling my name, Mr. Rawlins' name, Tudor. He made the newspaper, and everybody knew him and wanted to get to know him.
How long are you guys actually out there in the streets for?
About 2.5 hours. He marched down the street. The parade never stops, not one time does it stop. It keeps rolling. To be honest with you, we had a great time, other than when we were turning to go on the camera. If you watch the film, you see me cover my face up because somebody came with a genius idea to put the bomb on the plane. It was like perfectly timed, but not perfectly timed because we didn't know. We didn't know about it. It totally disrupted everything. It totally took us out of our game plan. It made us actually be messed up on a song because we were totally lost. We did not know this was about to happen. I know I was like, I turned around. All I hear is people counting 3, 2, 1. I turn around and then it's a plane over my head. It came from nowhere. You know, like, where did it come from, first of all? And it was like, I look down and see kids like, they're doing the same thing I'm doing, looking at a plane. And we supposed to be playing like, did somebody warn us? Shouldn't somebody have warned us?
Well, next time you'll know.
Oh, yeah.
What was the experience like for all these kids who've just seen New Orleans parades all their lives to go out and see this big parade in California?
I could tell you that I talked to about 30 kids that marched in Mardi Gras and marched in the Pasadena Parade now, the Tournament of the Rose Parade. And I felt like overall, the kids love the attention that they receive, but New Orleans have the intensity. It's that drive of coming down the street, coming through the crowd and having people just screaming and hollering for you, and they want to do anything just to touch you. It's just the energy is so high in New Orleans.
So you think they picked up more of an appreciation for parades in New Orleans?
To be honest with you, I think they picked up the appreciation for Pasadena because of how organized it was. See, you don't, down here is a party. So everybody don't know what makes it run. So you had the kids actually seeing people on bikes, you know, riding back and forth to get the buses in line. You seen captains running the crew, running the parade route, telling the floats where to go. You seen it actually being done. So the appreciation for actual parade, you would say, go to Pasadena because they actually get to see it being done. In New Orleans, all you see is the police tell you, get in line, and then you just see police, or you never actually see how organized it takes. I mean, how much it takes to really run a parade in New Orleans, which I think is way more complicated because of the crowd, and the crowd is really an uncontrollable crowd that New Orleans has learned to control that's very unique.
So what's the next step for the Roots of Music program now that you guys have been to the Rose Parade?
Well, what I want to do, man, I really want to give kids, every kid that I possibly can, the opportunity to learn music and be in this program. So with me saying that, in the future, I want to start working on getting a building for Roots that offer things that kids need to be physical as well as, you know, just playful. You know, and I want to offer the best facility for that, for kids, and still be a learning environment. And everything that we do, I want to be able to teach them the right way.
So you mean you want a building dedicated specifically to the Roots of Music program?
Yes, I want a building dedicated just to the Roots. I'm going to even try to go talk to the city about Melanie's Boys Home. I see that they don't have no program back then. They're looking for a program. I want to just get anywhere that's going to be a neutral location for kids, you know, and kids feel safe and want to learn, and they want to be there. I'm not going to ever do any advertisement for kids to come to this program because I feel like if you want to be wherever you want to go, you want to go, you find out about it.
And by a neutral location, you mean somewhere that's just away from all the problems in the neighborhood.
Yes. Just something that gets them to feel safe, feel like they don't have a worry. You know, we always, I'm in a movie, a documentary called The Whole Gritty City, and we talk about not a worry in the world. You know, sometimes it feels good not to have a worry in the world. Just don't have no worry, just careless. And, you know, it's not good to feel like that all the time, but every now and then it's all right to feel like I don't have a worry in the world and I'm carefree right now. I'm like a bird. I'm just flying away. And let all your worries go away. And I think that sometimes that's what kids need. So you give them that place where they can do that.